From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is asking Governor Eric Greitens to bring state lawmakers back to the Capitol to pass legislation for a prescription drug monitoring program. McCaskill said in a letter yesterday to Greitens that he should call a special legislative session to enact a prescription database. Missouri is the only state without a drug tracking program. Advocates say databases help doctors and pharmacists track when patients receive a lot of addictive medications like opioids. Physicians can then provide addiction treatment if necessary. Some Missouri lawmakers have pushed back over privacy concerns about a database of patients' prescription information. A proposal to create a drug monitoring program failed to pass in the legislative session that ended May 12th. Boone County residents voiced both concern and optimism last night during a public meeting to discuss the future management of Boone Hospital Center, according to the Columbia Missourian. Boone Hospital has been managed by BJC Healthcare for over 30 years, and the lease agreement expires in 2020. The trustees have to decide by 2018 whether to stay with BJC or change management. Many of the comments were focused on the potential partnership between MU Healthcare and Boone Hospital Center. People who opposed the partnership felt the lack of choice could mean lower quality. Some MU Healthcare professionals at the meeting said the collaboration could make Columbia a medical destination competitive with St. Louis or Kansas City. Supporters of an effort to loosen state regulations on hair braiding in Missouri will have to try again next year. Under current law, those interested in African hair braiding as a profession must attend 1,500 hours of schooling and be licensed as a cosmetologist. Proposed legislation that failed this year would have instead allowed them to take a self-administered test. Critics say the change would not hold hair braiders accountable for their practice. Linda Clifford is the director for the International College of Cosmetology. She says the Cosmetology Board attempted to create a more flexible license for hair braiders, but was unsuccessful.
We were willing to create a course for 500 hours, and they didn't want that. We've tried to compromise already. The braiders, the proponents to the braiding, don't want to have to go to school at all, period.
Governor Eric Greitens was among those supporting looser regulations for hair braiders this year. Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway says a law to allow more people to request criminal record expungements and raise application fees could violate the state constitution. Galloway warned Tuesday that a 2016 law could go over limits on lawmakers raising fees without a public vote. But that depends on whether an estimated net of more than $146 million in revenue materializes once the law is fully implemented in fiscal year 2019. The law takes effect in January. It will allow more people to apply to expunge criminal records and shorten the waiting period for doing so. It raises application fees from $100 to $250. Springfield Republican Senator Bob Dixon sponsored the measure. He says he, quote, seriously doubts, end quote, it will violate revenue limits. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.